Tonight on most PBS stations, Great Performances reaches out to viewers by presenting a special artist, one not immediately associated with this often high art performing arts anthology series. TV critic David Bianculli has a review and an explanation.
When you hear that theme, it's usually followed on TV by a ballet, an opera, a stage drama, or a Broadway musical. Tonight, though, it's followed by a very unusual performer. Unusual, at least, for Great Performances. And if you're saying who, well, you're very close. It's Pete Townsend, composer and lead guitarist for The Who. And with his Tommy, a major hit on Broadway, he's come to PBS to show off his latest multimedia composition. It's called Psycho Derelict, and was videotaped for TV in an August performance at the Brooklyn Academy of Music. After performing a few songs from his old Who days, Townsend explains to the audience just what Psycho Derelict is about. Well, vaguely, anyway.
This is a thing where we have actors on the stage, we have some projections, we have some story. We have some drama, but mainly it's about a way to get across and get you into the songs, which are, as always, songs, and thank you.
More specifically, it's a drama with three characters. An aging rock star called Ray High, and his sleazy manager, and a sexy rock critic and radio DJ named Ruth Streeter. Jan Ravens, as Ruth, is the best of the three, as she baits Ray with gossip and insults on her radio show. Best of all, though, is the music throughout the piece, written and performed by a fairly intense Pete Townsend. There are some potentially shocking things in Psycho Derelict. There's a flagellation scene, done in silhouette in time to the music, and a lot of obscenities too blue even for NYPD blue. But the most shocking thing of all is that this particular piece is showing up on Great Performances. It's very mature rock and roll, but it's still rock and roll to me. I've come to accept that at age 40, I'm now the new target demographic for PBS. Aging baby boomers are where the money is, so that's where the fundraisers, and therefore the programs, are aiming. 10 years ago, it was Mel Torme and Benny Goodman. Today, it's Pete Townsend, Joe Cocker, and Billy Joel. But it's still popular entertainment, and putting it on PBS pleases a key segment of its overall audience. Psycho Derelict has enough good music and high ambitions to be worth a look. And Townsend, back when he was with The Who, summed up the transition nicely in the last line of Won't Get Fooled Again. The line, if you remember, is this. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.